The former police station is based here on Dungiven's busy main street. It's a fairly imposing building with its fortified walls reaching metres high. It was built during the height of the Troubles and officially closed in 2013. Not an obvious acquisition for the Presbyterian Church, you'd imagine. Ian Buchanan is a member of the church's property committee.
This was the reception where if you had an inquiry and you had to come into the station, this is the area you would come into. This whole area was bomb-proofed in case there was a bomb happened to come into this location. 99% of people coming into the station would have got to.
It's a maze of corridors, isn't it?
When you come in, it's a real maze, initially.
And the rooms are much smaller. There are lots of just little rooms off
corridors. Yes. You were in here, the interview
room? This is the interview room. It's not terribly big, is it?
Here, the acoustics. You can imagine for recording purposes, you know, this is perfect, you know, whatever type of padding it is, and it seems to reflect the sound.
And it would be the conversations in this interview room, Ian, that you'd imagine?
Well, you can only imagine. And for recording purposes, nothing could be missed or left out, I suppose.
What are most people interested in? Because you would imagine that it might be the cell.
They've never been in a cell. The vast, vast majority of people today have never been in a cell, and they just want to see what was it like.
It's eerie here. The silence is almost deafening. And this cell, I'm told, is smaller than average. You'd wonder what would have been going through the minds of those confined here if only walls could speak. Only one?
Only one cell here in the station. Well, I suppose it was only a holding cell, really.
Frederick Victor McCurry. I was here probably almost 23 years. I came here in June 1978, and it was still quite dangerous times. I recall one night there was a machine gun attack on the Sanger up here, and the bulletproof glass protected the two members who were in the Sanger at that time. We were in an area in here where we were basically in between dangerous areas. I always considered Dungiven a link between, say, Mid Ulster and the Derry City area, but the people in this area, I believe, were people that you could work with and get along with.
Did you enjoy it? What most people would perceive to be a very, very dangerous job in dangerous times. You seem to have thrived on the work that you
did. I loved it. I only went under the patent scheme because I knew I'd probably have to go soon anyway.
Well, do you know, in many ways, it's great to get out into the sunshine again.
It's warmer outside, actually.
I have to say.
It is inside.
Hundreds of people have been through the doors now, many saying that they've never been inside a police station before.
Certainly never into this police station, and I think it's been a tremendous opportunity for them to experience what's inside that building.
It was a fantastic tour, and that's a completely different concept from what I imagined. And once they bring down the structure out there, it'll look less militarised and it'll look more Presbyterian than it does police. Hopefully.
Yes, very positive. It's really enjoyable to see around it. And,
was it eerie? Was it eerie in places?
It was very strange.
And I felt a wee bit claustrophobic.
I've never had the pleasure or the privilege of being inside a police station before.
Is this your first time?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing, yes. There was one holding room. I wouldn't want to be sleeping in it all night anyhow.
You wouldn't want to be holed up in
there? I certainly wouldn't want to be holed up too long in it anyhow.
It's changed times now. Children are laughing within these fortified walls, in contrast to what would have gone before. But little minds are still inquiring.
I wanted to see the police station.
And what stands out the most? Why is it so exciting?
Because we got to go in a real police station.
Do you think it's a scary place? And have you ever been inside a police station before?
No.
Have you been to the cells?
Yeah.
Would you like to be locked up in there on your own?
No. It's a bit creepy and it's a bit compact and tight.
Compact, tight and creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Not the sort of place you want to spend the night?
Nope.